Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, it is Dom time. The last half hour that we decide the caller of the year. It has been even more spirited than usual this year. I really appreciate that. Just unbelievable callers that we have each and every day. 855-839-1210. You can get on board. Today's side question. And by happenstance, John works at at least the family has a tree farm. The fact that we got our tree last Saturday, we're thinking, this little invention, great small inventions. I love talking about these. They make life more convenient. They punch a hole in the trunk of the tree underneath. And then there's a little spike. It's covered beautifully, though. You know, it's not a giant spike that's out there. That the tree just goes in pretty much very easily versus one of the most remarkable things, like four guys. It's like a construction project to put the tree up. Inside 3 minutes, 2 minutes, probably have it done. That is a great small invention. I also liked Ron, who gave us the remote. But think about something that, you know, doesn't take NASA or whoever to invent and yet makes life so much better. It's not a cure for cancer. It's not anything like that. But without it, oh, my goodness. All right. Hot race going on. Let's go to one of the contestants. We heard from Robert. Let's go to David in Lexington, South Carolina. David, welcome in.
Hey, Dom. How you doing?
Very good.
Well, folks, I've got my little daughter here with me, Emily, and she really wants y'all to vote for me. She won't say it. She's a little shy right now, but, you know, she's begging. Please vote for my daddy. So.
I remember the other day you told us you have to vote for a cat or something. You promised that in order to get more votes. Yeah.
I do.
Well,
have to do that.
I got to say, for being in Lexington, South Carolina, you tap into Philadelphia and this audience second to none. It's quite an achievement.
Well, you know, I'm not from there, but I got, you know, connections to the area, to the state and everything. And we come up every summer. So, you know, I love Pennsylvania. It's my second home. So, you know, it is what it is. But I'll say the one thing about Robert is, you know, Dom, it was a good game going into the fourth quarter. But now he's scoring touchdowns and he's going for two. And after he scores, he's on inside kicking. He's running away with it.
Yeah, you know, I haven't decided yet. I get why Washington was upset with the 2-point thing, but technically, mathematically, going for that, put the game out of reach, and I'm going for. Well, also the Eagles kicker was shaky, to put it mildly. So it's going to be interesting in game 18,
Missy Elliott,
to see if Washington plays all out, they get a worse draft pick. I hope they do. Playing for draft picks is not capitalism, it's socialism.
Yeah. Hey, and one thing real quick, you're talking about the gas prices being great at $2.79. You're going to get mad when I say this, but it's $2.13, not far from me.
213. Wow. Well, what's your gas tax in South Carolina? Ours is the third highest or second highest in the country.
It's 22 cents, which actually would put that below $2 a gallon.
Yeah, I think ours is in the 70s. I'd have to look it up. Wow. 70. Yeah, and that was from a Republican administration.
Right. Yep. That's sad. Yep. I feel it when I come up there every summer, but, you know.
Yep. All right, so give us your side today, David. What's the great small invention?
As I wave the white flag today, I'm going to go with the Roomba.
That is a really good one. Yes, the Roomba is certainly the robot that is cheap. Thank you, David, very much. All right, David, referencing caller of the year. Maybe you're a new listener. Every year we do this. He's down, though, about 60 votes to Robert here. So you can vote at Dom Show 1210. At Dom Show 1210 is the way to go. Now, I can't get any of these guys on, and I don't want to get too stoked up, but the latest appeal I reject by the Catholic Church is saying stop all efforts at deporting people that are here illegally one way or the other over Christmas time, like a Christmas armistice. This is the latest from the bishops. And again, these are the very same bishops I told you. If you remember, at the height of the most anger the first time around, I would argue, with Trump, was the phony issue that he was separating families. He was following exactly the policy from the Obama years of what you had to do with usually the mother and the child at the border, that whole thing. And the bishop, or the archbishop of Tucson, is the guy, and I played it enough, you know, and I'm not going to play it today. The Archbishop of Tucson at the confab of these hundreds of bishops. What we ought to do is threaten Catholic border guards in enforcing the Trump at one level, not just at the border, but anybody in the government with excommunication. You know what excommunication means, since this is a time of religiosity these next few days. The Catholic Church, what it means bluntly is, you die at that point, buddy, you're not going to heaven. You're out. You're not just out of the club and all that stuff. You are excommunicado, and you have to work to get out of the ex and be communicado. Imagine the poor people defending us, doing their job. This guy, I think he moved on from Tucson to somewhere else, threatening them, their immortal soul, if you will. That's what that's about. Who are these guys? Well, they're showing himself who they are, particularly on this issue. That's how extreme they are. So the latest is, no, not over Christmas. You can't possibly be doing this stuff. We're going to see. We're going to see how this issue plays out in the midterms. I mean, the numbers are staggering if you say these people have committed crimes in being deported. But still a majority support deportation if you're here illegally. It's close on the last part, but certainly people have not turned against the Trump administration on this. But the bishops are constantly agitating on this. You think during the Biden years, they might agitate or excommunicate people like Biden, who were not just pro-choice, but were extremists on abortion, and yet remain, quote, devout Catholics. How in the world do you get away with it? You don't. The average Catholic sees that, and they go to church despite the bishops. All right, 855-839-1210. You get on board. Hit us with that all-time great small invention. You have about 25 minutes. Under that, to vote, and we will announce. There could be a surge here. I don't know. David and Lexington might be playing possum. Let me refresh on the big board and see if that lead has changed any. Yeah, he's made an inroad. He's only down now 41. He was down 60 a moment ago. Uh-oh. Is this a late surge here? So whichever one you favor, you got a little time. You got to get there. Now, here's a guy who was through the wars. I mean, He and David of Lexington, I think, each had over 300 votes, which is amazing. Joe of Columbus, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Dom. I think South Carolina Dave has votes coming in from the International Space Station.
Well, we're going to put up the map again. You know that Newman Price Waterhouse put it up on his Twitter, and there were a lot of Indiana voters there. And if I see any Chicago voters, I know how bad this is.
Well, I got to admit, I have votes coming in from Ohio.
Okay.
Our good friend, well, she's a great friend and a great contributor to the station. That's Susie Cool.
Yes. Yeah, well, you know, Joe, she rallies a lot of voters, yeah.
And she's a sweetheart.
Yeah.
And all is fair game. And, you know, I commend Dave on what he's done. You know, we're all leaving this out on the field, and that's all anybody could ask for.
Oh, yeah, this is the creme de la creme, Joe. The first year we did it was good. And the second year, well, you were runner-up. We didn't have as much control over, you know, how the voting went. With this, though, it's much better, and people are just contacting their friends and others around the world, it seems like. Yeah.
Sure. And why not?
Yeah.
You know, it's totally acceptable. So, you know, I wish, and Robert, if you're listening, if you have nothing better to do with your time, get on the YouTube chat. We all love you.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, that YouTube chat. I have to take a look at that day to day, Henry tells me. And Robert's not in there. Yeah, he'd be great.
No, and people love his opinion. They love his contribution, and they do love him.
Well, look, I'll tell you my secret. I like when I differ with him or you. It's a lot of fun then because I rethink it a little bit, and, you know, and I'm thinking, Dom, maybe you're off. Then I come to my senses and say, no, they're off.
Civil discourse, great.
And Joe, when we do the highlights of the year, which someone will do tomorrow, the moments that I remember, you know how I feel about Mulligans and Dom Day, but your son and the first beer there and meeting him and talking about, that's in my top 10.
And you made his day.
It was just a great time.
Yeah, that was. Hey, Dom, I'd like to talk about the Catholic Church and Midnight Mass for a moment.
Yeah.
For my high school, my alma mater, Notre Dame High School, Lawrenceville, New Jersey, used to have the best midnight mass, gorgeous, ornate auditorium, standing room only. And it was a place for all of us, you know, graduates to get together and then maybe go out, have a drink, have a dinner late when everything was stayed open till 2 o'clock in the morning. Or we used to play cards at friends' houses. The Diocese of Trenton got rid of it because all the parishes around Trenton were complaining that they were getting robbed of money in the collection basket.
Yeah, so it's both the people that showed up drunk and also crime is an issue. But, Joe, you know, the solution, I'm not making that up. I think you'd like the guy. This guy was apropos of the holy name at King of Peace right in the heart of South Philly. The guy's name was Bomber Rulo. I think he fought like 40 heavyweight fights. And just if you saw his fist, my God, you're going to sit down in the pew, Joe. You're not fooling around.
And you know when you shake hands with those guys, you're overwhelmed. You're out.
Yeah,
you're out mad.
Yeah, and there were two or three guys of almost that. I mean, I saw in South Philly brawls in the middle of it, and he would get involved with guys, and things would calm down a bit because they knew what would happen.
Yeah, yep. But, Don, let me correct something. We never went to Midnight Mass prior with, you know, drinking. It
right.
was always after that we all, you know, collected together. And, you know, it was just, you know, it was just a great group of friends who always stayed together. And that was one of the mechanisms that, you know, kept us
yep.
together.
Exactly.
And, my side answer, and you, the morning show had a segment on last week, and I couldn't tell if it was a fraternity and sorority gag or not, but they were drinking shots of breast milk. And outside of maybe Pete Buttigieg returning his mechanical breast pump maybe 27 times for malfunctioning, my answer is the mechanical breast pump.
Who was drinking breast milk?
It was on the Kale show.
Oh, man, I have to check that segment out.
Oh you have to. They were doing it on a dare. And it was, I couldn't even.
That's actually a big thing for bodybuilders.
Oh, God. I'm not a milk drinker, Joe. I despise milk, but that's another story, yeah.
You got to check it out. It was on a dare. These weren't bodybuilders.
All right. Thank you, Joe.
Guys, Have a Merry Christmas, everyone.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Joe. We'll be here tomorrow, too, Christmas Eve. Got a lot of Christmas Eve stuff ready to go. All right. Wonderful stuff from Joe. He's kind of the community guide here on the Dom Giordano Show. You can still vote. You got about 18 minutes left. And let me refresh. We were down to 41 the last time. We are down to, we're down to like 42 now. Yeah, 42. So it's holding pretty steady. Is David in Lexington, though, at like 225 going to come in with some ballot boxes from Chicago, from Philadelphia, from Lyndon Johnson territory in Texas, legendary places of shenanigans?
Let's hope there's no voting fraud.
Well, yeah, that's right. South Carolina, noted, Southern politicians. Robert and Ben Salem, the casinos are there. That's about all I can think of. Okay, it is time right now, though, for...
It's Dom's Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
All right, now, Dom's Money Melody is sponsored by our great friends that you may want to join up with. That is Navy League Philly, NavyLeagueFilly.org. Tom Metzger. And the men and women there was honored to attend the Army-Navy game with them. So if you've been in the sea service at all in any way, shape, or form, Marines, Coast Guard, whatever it might be, Navy, this is the group you want to join with. I think it's only $25 a year, and they do an unbelievable array of things with Tom Metzger here. They're one of the best in the country. You want to join up with them. We're playing for a pair of tickets to see Joe Conklin with the City Rhythm Orchestra, Philly Sports Put to Music, on Saturday, February 21st, 8 p.m. at the Broadway Theater of Pittman. For tickets, visit joeconklin.com. Okay, what do you have, Robert?
Well, Dom, today we do have a cover of one of my favorite songs, All the Small Things, and I figure we're talking about small inventions, right?
Yep.
All the small things, the small inventions. So here are your clues. This is a woman. Fans called her the pop punk princess. She is Canadian. She was very famous in the early 2000s, and she often wears ties and Converse sneakers. So here is the little clip.
Okay, we're looking for who's covering the song. Hit us with that, right? And you're off to Joe Conklin for a wonderful night. The guy gets Philadelphia second to none. He is Philadelphia sports, Philadelphia music, just the vibe of Philadelphia. Here's how you do it. Jump in at 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. So all I need you to do is just push pound 1210.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This is Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, on demand, on demand.
Where has all the money gone?
All right, Dom's Money Melody today for a great prize. Here's a little bit of the sound, and we're looking for who's covering this song.
Where has all the money gone?
All right, let's go to Bruce and Audubon on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Bruce, who's covering it?
Yeah, hi, Dom. Merry Christmas. I believe that is Miss Avril Lavigne.
It is. I will put you on hold. Enjoy, Joe Conklin. Any more material there, John, on that? No other commentary.
Yeah, I was just going to say that she was famous for telling the skater boy to see you later, boy. I think that would have been the hitting the nail on the head there.
All right, so Bruce is the winner. He heads off to Joe Conklin. We'll have it all again tomorrow, I believe, on the Christmas Eve show. All right, got a great side question today. Hit us with something that is a great small invention. Today is also Festivus Day, and I'll have more of this tomorrow because it's a lot that Rand Paul. Look, Rand Paul is somebody that has really fallen down in the Trump years. I remember a few years ago we did the Rand Paul event, his book on COVID, that was really well attended for Politics and Pints, and now a lot of trouble. You know, he's a gadfly of a bit, but he puts out the Festivus list each year. Here are some of the items this year. I'm not sure if they're in order, which one is the killer. Let's see. HHS gave $3.3 million to Northwestern University so they can hire 15 people, erect scientific neighborhoods, install safe space ambassadors, and form endless committees to dismantle systemic racism. Here's one. Bears, drag queens, and bureaucracy. Health and Human Services spent $936,000 on marketing campaigns, advisory boards, and engagement strategies targeting niche subcultures in L.A., specifically the bear cub, kind of unaware of that one, we'll get to that, the drag queen, and queer punk rock scenes about STD testing and treatment capacity. Oh, man. You know, once we go down this path of things like this, of these weirdo subgroups, demographics they're looking at, big trouble, big spending. The U.S. Agency for International Development, remember that? USAID gave Echo Health Alliance $54 million to collect bat coronaviruses and transport them to Wuhan for gain-of-function experiments. That seems like from a while ago, but I don't know if these are, no, it's this year's report. He teases, well, Dr. Fauci, we haven't talked about him. Fauci's Beagle Labs live on. National Institutes for Health extended funding for Dr. Fauci's Beagle experiments, costing taxpayers $13.8 million. Now, the cruelty of this, look, this whole thing with animals, I think we've come to see pretty much that you have to go a long way if you're going to be experimenting on animals in the manner of some of these experiments. You're really going to have to prove to people that this is the only way that you can do it to make it better for humans. And Dr. Fauci, if you remember, was one of these guys who was married to experimenting on animals, I think, to a wholly excessive manner. And I think America's changed. America's not going to look past that sort of stuff and call attention to it. Don't hear of Dr. Fauci as much at this point. But just one of the people who, you know, exported this petty tyranny during the COVID years that we still have not had a reckoning over. All right. You got the side question going on. I'll give you a little bit more. Make vegetables more inclusive. USDA spent $141,000 to create a resilient and equitable local food network that prioritizes culturally relevant food for low-income LGBT people of color from the Bronx and Brooklyn. Weight loss by Wi-Fi. HHS is spending $1.9 million on a hybrid mobile phone family intervention designed to reduce childhood obesity among Latino families in L.A. Let's go to Zeno's. Maybe some diner invention he likes in Upper Darby on Talk Radio 1210. Hello, Zeno's.
Good afternoon, Dom. Great show as usual, and I'd like to congratulate all the, you know, all the finalists. And I hope they all win, but you can only have one winner, right?
Well, Zeno's, you are one. It goes all the way back to Memorial Day that I remember it. And we still have not met you. I can imagine the outfit and all, but one of these events coming up, we need Zeno's there.
Zeno's is going to try to make your events, Tom, as soon as you know, I am going to try because, like I said, I enjoy talking to everybody over there, and I get my point of view across, which is our freedom of speech. And I have to agree with the gentleman from, what's Robert from Ben Salem. He is right. He is right. We got to start buying some of that generic stuff, which is not bad. Your face, like generic razors, does not know if you're using a Gillette or a, you know, a company name. You know, it doesn't know that, or your body doesn't know about the soap. And I agree with him with that. And these big wigs, these guys are going to realize that we have to get these prices down. Because gas prices and everything is down. So they should reciprocate. And that's what I have to say with that. And we have to do it, Tom. We have to do it. We got to get by this. Little by little, we're going to get there. So, and that's my point of that. But Robert was right from Ben Salem. So, like I said, and that's it. Now, my question is the LED lights. They were invented by Americans, but here's the but. The Japanese made them better, especially the white and the blue ones. And that was a small invention.
All right. Gotcha, Zeno's. Great call, as always. Thank you very much. Before we cut things off here at 2:30 and have the winner, Scott in Mount Laurel, last year's winner, with some words on, you know, it's just like winning the lottery, Scott. You know, you're like a rock band. Women come up everywhere. That's Scott of Mount Laurel in the jogging suit I remember you wore over there. He is the caller of the year. Yo, Scott, what happened?
Oh, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, yeah. I didn't know I was on yet. I'm sorry. I got distracted. Yeah. I was picking out my next jogging suit. But, you know, it's funny. I didn't know it was going to be such a hit, that jogging suit. I'm going to have to wear it every time I see you from now on.
Yeah, exactly. I don't forget. It's a job. Yeah. That's what we do. We're observers.
That's right. Yeah, you know, I really want to. Now, is the result final yet?
No. You got 2 minutes and 17 seconds left to vote.
Gotcha. Yeah, I wanted to congratulate the winner, whoever that might be, but we don't have one yet. But, you know.
I'll put you on hold, Scott. I'll put you on hold, and you can give us your side and congratulate the winner. That's all coming up. So here's what we do. We go to the break a bit early. You have about 2 minutes, just under 2 minutes to vote. Go to at Dom Show 1210, at Dom Show 1210 right now. Cast that vote. It automatically will stop at 2:30, and we'll have the winner here between Robert and David of Lexington. Hey, imagine actually feeling merry, bright, and genuinely healthy this holiday season. With Rescue, that feeling starts now. Going on today, the Deck the Hall sale lets you save up to 78% on high-quality, research-backed natural supplements so you can feel your best and enjoy every festive moment ahead. For over 40 years, Rescue Natural Supplements has been the trusted wellness partner for millions of folks and their families across the country. Formulas are crafted with purity, potency, and real science behind every capsule. That's why customers rely on Rescue for their essentials. Powerful omega-3s, doctor-recommended cholesterol support, gentle but effective pain relief, advanced probiotic blends, and natural age-defying formulas that help you stay vibrant from the inside out. This season, give yourself the gift of feeling good. Stock up, save big, step into the holidays with the confidence that comes from supplements made with integrity and backed by decades of results. Ordering is easy. Just go to res-q.com or call Rescue Product Consultant, 800-26-ALIVE. That's 800-262-5483 or online at res-q.com. for up to 78% off this entire holiday season.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Thanks for listening to Talk Radio 1210 WPHT On Demand.
All right, not to lightning round, but we do have a winner here. We have a winner, Robert of Ben Salem, 161-115. 161-115 is the winner of the Caller of the Year after tremendously hard-fought battle over this last 4 or 5 days or week, whatever we've been doing here. Thanks to Henry and thanks to Newman Price Waterhouse for coordinating this. And last year's winner of the year, Scott of Mount Laurel, is here to tell Robert what he faces in this year that he has the crown. And Scott, you dropped out this year, as did, the Earl of Tacony was in this year. So what does Robert face as caller of the year?
Well, the bar is there. He's got a, first of all, congratulations to Robert. He is a tremendous caller. I mean, great side answers, but even more importantly to me, great insight on different issues, things that we would never know or think about, interesting facts and stories. And just when Robert calls, you know, not that I'm not listening intently all the time, but I stop and I make sure I really listen to what he's saying. And he's just really a great guy, too. I've met him at a couple events, just tremendous guy.
Particularly on the economy, money, things like that. Absolutely. Yep.
And those are the areas I have a lot of interest, too.
Sure.
Outside of some of those issues that the Democrats want to make, issues that I don't really care about personally. But, as far as the year goes, I'm sure he's going to continue doing what he's been doing, coming up with the great insight. Can't rest on your Mount Laurels, as he said to me last year.
Exactly, Scott. So thank you for that and your contributions. And no one could get John Kruk to be called a gazelle just to work that in when you did your Phillies thing. That was amazing.
Well,
I tell you what,
for you, Dom, also, especially I like to tell you this time of year, that the environment that you have for all of us to call in and be such a big part of the show, and it's such a magical thing that we all have, this community at your show, where we can discuss things and have fun and have the events down in the Wildwood and everything out, and the events with the brews out in wherever, the different speaker series things you've had. And it's such a great thing, that the way you value the callers. And I think that's the reason you have so many callers that are insightful, is because you really value them.
Well, thank you. Well, that's two-way talk. That's the way that I see it, Scott. If you get a lot of callers, you winnow the very best and you get interesting stuff, particularly when they sometimes challenge. It's a lot of fun. What's your side today, Scott?
Oh, now real quick, do you think I could find a jogging suit that would go well with your purple tie?
I have to break that out for Christmas. Thanks for reminding me. Yes.
My side answer is the small inventions, the GPS.
All right. That's a great one. Thank you, Scott, very much. 855-839-1210. Small inventions today. Due to this tree thing, I can't get over it. Why didn't we have that years ago? Now, Robert of Ben Salem just did send me. We're talking about gas prices, and I think David of Lexington, who was the runner-up this year, mentioned something like ballpark 230 or something where he is in South Carolina. Well, the reason why R still hovers, I guess, in the 280 range is that thanks to Tom Corbett and a bunch of Republicans, Democrats are always fine with raising taxes. Republicans went along with this, and these Republicans have been unable to get rid of it. It's 0.576. So 56 and 6/10 is our state gas tax in Pennsylvania. I'm not sure if it's still third or whatever it is in the country. Diesel is 74.74 and 1/10. Wow. Pretty hard to get under 3, but I think we are. But just think about that difference, what their gas tax must be in South Carolina versus ours. Tom Corbett, one-term Republican who started screaming at me toward the end of the Tom Corbett show, he actually said once about this whole thing, you know what, Dom? I'm not going to have little Susie going home on a school bus that goes over a bridge because it breaks down. That's the difference between us. Oh, yeah. All these crummy nonsense. How are the roads out there? How are the roads being fixed with these Republicans? How do they look? I mean, isn't it true? If they would just fix the potholes in Philadelphia, the streetlights, just be on top of that. Do that at a very high level. I think people wouldn't complain as much. It was Republicans. Democrats are always going to do that. And we knocked several of them out of office, including Corbett. And you know where a lot of that, I think 750 million went to? It went to SEPTA. Always with SEPTA again. What does that have to do with making the roads better? Nothing. the gas tax. And we still have this. I have to check where do we rank. But that's why when you hear someone like David from South Carolina of what their gas tax is versus what we experience, that's one of the biggest reasons. In Jersey, Governor Christie said, okay, I'm going to make a trade here. The gas tax can go up, but we're cutting the sales tax. Remember that? What did Murphy do as soon as he got into office? Nope. We're going to raise the sales tax up again. And now New Jersey has a higher gas tax, albeit still lower than Pennsylvania. But remember when you didn't feel as bad, you had to go over to Jersey, you're paying the bridge toll and all that because you were going to fill up and you thought it would sort of cut into that. No more. It does, but not nearly what it used to be. So these willing Republicans, every time, why would you ever raise a tax? What would it take, given the level we're already taxed at, to raise a tax? I literally can't think of anything. I can't think of anything that would make me vote for it, because they're never going to cut back. They're always going to continue to push forward on it. And we already are at a level that is unimaginable. But that's what they did, Republicans. And one of them that I remember, Vreeb, he's the guy caught up in the Josh Shapiro sex harassment alleged scandal, alleged. That's involved. He was one of the architects of it. Any number of others, we had them on, and it resulted in shouting matches. And they were they can shout all they want. They were wrong. Corbett was definitively wrong. He ended up screaming at me, I think, on the last show, and we both went back and forth. It wasn't pretty. Because he was giving a $50 gift card to people on Medicaid if they got their teeth cleaned. Now, they weren't paying for it. They were going to get it free, but he told me how that would save money. And he couldn't understand the resentment of people who just were going wild to give gift cards out. Don't know if it was around Christmas or not. The people that you're already paying for this service. And he said, again, that's the difference and all that. How did that form of Republicanism before Trump, how did that work out? And that's why this party is so much different. I'm not sure if there's no longer a Republican Party and just a Trump Party, but it's coming pretty close. All right, the lightning round is next. We do have the winner, Robert of Bensalem. Congratulations. 855-839-1210. You can get on board. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All you need to do is just push pound 1210.
This is Talk Radio 1210, WPHT On Demand. On Demand.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
Yes, and a little preemption of the lightning round for a second. Newman Price Waterhouse in Jenkintown carried this throughout atomic clocks and everything else. Get his insight on the caller of the year. Newman, a big hearty congratulations and thank you to you and Merry Christmas. Thanks for doing this and your website where listeners can go and find out a lot of the behind-the-scenes stuff, shall we say, that happens at Talk Radio 1210. What do you think happened here?
Actually, I think it was pretty successful, Don. And happy holidays. Merry Christmas to you, Ro, everyone at the station and all the listeners. The voting did die off in the final round, but in the first round there was 884 total votes. Round two there was 908, and a little bit under 300 in the third round. But I'd say it was pretty successful.
Oh, absolutely! And were there any foreign countries? Have you broken that down yet? That voted.
There were a couple of foreign countries, but they were actually expected, and some of the people in chat were talking about them, and it was nothing too out of the ordinary. We're just talking like maybe under a dozen total, so nothing funky going on there.
Okay, well, that's all good, and there was that big Indiana vote, I think, for David of Lexington. How about a Robert of Ben Salem? Where were his voters? Did you happen to notice?
You know what? I don't know specifically. What I was doing was, when you made the announcement, I expected a lot of surge in votes. So what I was doing was I was trying to look at Google Analytics and see if the IP addresses were sort of matching up with how many votes were coming in. So if there was 50 votes, but only one little blip on the radar, something would have been funky, but everything was pretty good. You know, 50 votes, 50 locations. So there was no irregularities that way. It was all good.
Well, Newman, thank you so much. Got to catch up with you at one of the upcoming events. And give us where
Absolutely.
People can go to see what's going on here at Talk Radio 1210, behind the scenes.
Yeah, people can visit friendsof1210.com. And for your page, it's /Dom Show. And all the other shows are going to eventually get their own page as well.
Well, I want to tell you this. I like my picture better, so keep that picture up there. I don't care. I'll try to look like that.
I'll keep that. Yep, and everything's going to be all ready to go next year if you decide to go that way again.
Oh, we will do it again, without a doubt. Thank you, Newman, very much.
You got it. Happy holidays to everybody.
Thank you, Newman. Yeah, that picture may be AI-generated, but the hair and skin are even better. Let's keep that going. I can't have to try to match that. It's going to be rough. All right, the great Joe of Exton checking in. Hey, Joe, what's yours today?
Yes, hello, Dom. Good afternoon. I want to begin by wishing a Merry Christmas to you and your staff behind the scenes, and to Earl of Tacony, Robert of Ben Salem, Leslie and Bryn Mawr, and of course to that guru in Exton. My example of an element that benefits mankind are the biomedicinal products whose purpose is to enhance the human mind. For example, Prevagen, Neuriva, and Think Factor, which is an offshoot of Relief Factor.
Oh, well, Joe, thank you. Yeah, those are sort of inventions. Drew in Upper Darby, who starred in this and his stars on the horizon for next year. Hey, yeah, Drew, what's yours today?
Hey, Dom, thank you so much. Happy holidays, and of course, congratulations to Robert and David. Hey, Dom, years ago there was a boxer from Camden, New Jersey. His name was Dwight Braxton. They called him the Camden Buzzsaw. Well, I think I ran into the Ben Salem Buzzsaw. He chopped me up like an old Christmas tree. Congratulations, Robert. Hey, Dom, this little contraption, man, it's worth its weight in gold. You know what I mean? Like, it's just for all the big guys out there. I have like a Ray Ditschke neck. And when I have an event that I got to go to, if I'm wearing a tie, the top two buttons on my shirt, I can't get them at my neck. So there's a soul thing. I don't even know what it's called. It brings the two top buttons together, and you could wear your tie in comfort for a Ray Ditschke
well,
neck.
I need to get one of those, Drew. That's a great invention. We're going to have to see if anybody can tell me the name of it. Yeah.
It's out there, Dom. Honest to God, it's out there. It rescued me several times. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Drew. Wow, that's a good one. You know, my saying, you can never have enough guys with no neck. That no neck look. Oh, yeah. You want a bunch of guys with no necks around you at all times. The Earl of Tacony on Talk Radio 1210. Earl, what's yours today?
Well, Merry Christmas, everyone.
Thanks,
I'd like to congratulate the Robert of Ben Salem. And as the inaugural winner, what he's entitled to, I'm keeping the Yugo that I got. He's not getting that back.
Okay.
I said I was going to keep that. We already explained that to you. The parking spot may be next to the dumpster at the station, but it's still a fairly decent spot. And remember the three hits that you're entitled to for your enemies. Use them wisely. Don't joke about that sort of thing. You were talking about the Tom Corbett and the bishops, and the important thing to remember with anything like that is always follow the money,
yes.
Especially when it comes to immigration.
Sure.
The bishops want the immigration because participation in the church is down, and they want Catholics to come in and to go to the churches in order to contribute to
right.
the church.
And these
the politicians
are Catholics,
want it for votes.
Right. These are the Catholics that shut up and don't bother them, too. That's exactly right.
Yes, but the politicians want it for votes,
right,
and the businesses want it for cheap labor. So whenever somebody says they're in favor of illegal immigration, find out what, how are they benefiting from it.
Absolutely.
Now, yes, and you said you wanted a newer answer. Unfortunately, my answer dates back to 1875, but that would be the personal nail clipper. I mean, you could chew on your nails or rub them on a rock or something, which is fine for your fingernails, but what are you going to do with your toes? People used to, you know, trim their nails with knives. I mean, if you've ever chipped a nail and had that little sharp edge every time you try and touch your face or something, you get that rough edge, and just to have that little nail clipper attached to your keychain in your pocket, if you can't find that nail clipper, you know, that's the most important thing in your life at the time.
Thank you, Earl. Tom of Rosemont. He's not billing hours today. I guess it must be the holidays. He probably has a soccer answer, right, Tom? Something soccer-esque. Great small invention.
We're going to get there, Dom. Merry Christmas. Congratulations, Robert. I think that Joe of Exton should get a Lifetime Achievement Award, kind of like Tom Cruise got the Lifetime
Oscar. You know what? I think that's exactly right. There is nothing like it, but I don't know that he's ever going to be the caller of the year, but that's right. The Lifetime Achievement Award. Yep.
He's a guru, Dom. He can't compete with these splashy guys like Robin. But here's my invention. It has determined the destiny of literally millions, hundreds of millions. It's the number two pencil, Dom. That is what gets you where you want to go in life. And if it doesn't, you might end up digging ditches or playing soccer.
thank you, Tom. All right, Sean, that last one was a great call. But what do you say? What have you been fielding these?
The one I really liked was, LEDs. I thought that was a really good one.
Yeah, that was Zeno's.
Yeah.
Dom, I gotta go with Joe from Columbus today. The breast pump. Breast milk is so important. It's so important. No, because you get the antibody, like every mother's breast milk does something to their child. I think that's the most important one.
All right. So, do you see that, Sean, at all? Or are you adamant on the LED?
I get it, but I don't know if that's something that, like, bodybuilders or something necessarily need. I don't know.
All right. I don't know if either one of those. The LED is more complicated, though. It's a great small invention, but it's pretty complicated. And the breast pump, I just think was kind of random today. I'm not sure about either one. I'm going to go with Tom in the number two pencil today, guys.
Okay.
Yep. We'll put Tom in there. Tomorrow we'll be here. We'll get another winner. And Friday we'll have the jackpot. Henry, get well quickly. He's in sick bay, but directing stuff. Sean and John, thanks for producing today. Sorry I called you Robert. I don't know. There was never a Robert.
Hey, I mean, you're almost right. That's my middle name.
And okay, there you go. I'll take that. And tree farmers everywhere, keep up the good work and keep up the invention. It gave us a great side question. Everyone, if you're not with us tomorrow, have a great Christmas. But I think you will. But you got to touch in and see the stuff we're coming up with tomorrow. Mike Opelka is next, sitting in on the Rich the Always Show. Follow me on Twitter at DomShow1210. Congratulations, Robert and David. In Lexington. You guys make the show really, really go. Thank you so much. You're listening to Dom Giordano Show, Talk Radio 1210, WPH.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.